This is the unofficial Robins podcast. Remember to share, like, and subscribe. Now, here's your host, James the Captain Birdseye.
It's the unofficial Robins podcast. Thank you for joining us. We are at Dorchester for Dorchester versus Bracknell Town. It's a rather grey and slightly miserable Saturday, but the pitch is looking fantastic due to the fact that it's made of
3G.
Yes, it's absolutely perfect. I'm really, really looking forward to this, Steve. It's a bit of moisture in the air, a little bit wet. It's going to be fast, I think.
Yeah, agreed. And what a ground, James. What a ground. Look at this. Beautiful stand behind us on the side here. Covered on three sides as well. Yeah, this is a proper football ground, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely a proper football ground and a wonderful welcome that we've had as soon as we arrived on the team coach. And very much looking forward. We have got the team news. Lovely Sarah is with us.
Woo-hoo!
Sarah Pom.
I'm here. Hello. Right, this is a starting setup for us today. Up the Robins. Number one, Ecott. Number two, Jerk Dean. Three, Ethan Burden. Number 12, Guy Hollis. We have number 5, Captain Dan Bayliss. We have number 6, we have Gazza at number 7. We have Gorgeous Knight at number 8. We have Huggy Harris at number 9. We have Daryl Sanders at number 10. And Mika at number 11. And the subs are Fraser, Grant, English and Osu. At the Robins!
Did I just hear Huggy Harris?
Yeah, Huggy Harris. So that is now definitely our new name for Mr. Harris. Yes, Huggy. I like that. We've got to use that. So feel free to chant that today, anyone that's listening. And we're going to be with you at half time with all the news as always.
Come on, you Robins.
Come on, you Robins.
Well, here we are. It's half time, and this is the unofficial Robins podcast. And it's Dorchester 1, Bracknell Town 2. James, what do you think?
Oh, it's been incredibly end-to-end stuff. Really brilliant by Bracknell. To be honest, the score should be higher than that, actually, for us. The 3G pitch here with a little bit of rain on is just, the ball is just so speedy. Beautiful, some really, really great play that we've seen. A fair few chances that maybe we should convert it as well.
Yeah, they're struggling, if I'm honest, with our front five. A lot of movement between them. Mikel Platt scored the first for us. And as Sarah calls him, Huggy Harris scored the second. But you're right, yeah, great movement. Could have been one or two more.
I think so. I think I'm really looking forward to the second half, to be honest. I think if we continue to play like this, we could see a couple more, hopefully. It's some really, really great play that we're seeing.
Come on, you Robins.
It's the unofficial Robins podcast. We are on the south coast in Dorchester, and I'm pleased to report that it's a win for Bracknell Town. Another 3 points. This half was pretty hard work.
Yeah, do you know what? We have enough chances to bury these games, and it's happened the last 3 or 4 games, but we just make it look, I don't know, we don't take them, and then we just, I don't know. You're right, it was just hard work. We could have ended up giving away some points today if we hadn't taken our chances, but you know, look, it's 3 points away.
Oh, absolutely. And Michael, as always, has been absolutely superb.
Yeah,
really, really impressive. Yeah, really impressive. I'm with Josh as well. Josh, what's your thoughts?
Very good first half, dodgy second half, but
yeah,
we still got through it.
So what do you think, what for you in terms of the second half was the concern, really?
Lots of missed chances.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but lots of missed chances.
Absolutely, you're totally right. And it was just, it seemed to be, we just couldn't finish, could we? Right on the, there was one, I think, off the post by Bayliss, crossbar even. Yeah, I mean, just, it did seem that, I mean, I was like, finish, for goodness sake. But wonderful, 3 points, well deserved, and also some great results in the league generally, I believe.
Yeah, and I've got to say the league results have gone for us today. So I think Truro have drawn, Western yep. Supermare have drawn, so both of them have dropped points. Chesham have lost at Tiverton, and Tiverton were a good team a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely.
So I'm not surprised there. So that's a few more drop points, and I think Met Police and Paul have also dropped points. So look, it's 3 points. It's away. They're a team that will be hoping to be playoff contenders themselves. So I think we'll take that as thank you very much. And on to, is it Hendon at the week, Tuesday?
Yeah, Hendon on Tuesday. So that will be quite a competitive game as well. So yeah, it's busy for Bracknell Town. Of course, if you do want details of the fixtures, go to the Bracknell Town website. Just stick that in on the Google, and it will give you all the details. We're going to be back with you for the chat of how everything has been over this game in just one sec.
Come on, you Robins.
Wow, what a game that was. A real tense end into what was a very entertaining game. I think overall we were a fantastic side. Obviously lacklustre in the finishing department, but overall great day, great atmosphere, proper game that was. Another great ground as well was Dorchester. But of course we've got to move on now to Tuesday against Hendon at home. And then we've got Paul at home on Saturday as well. But yeah, we're looking very good. Trying to catch Chesham in third position. We've just got to keep getting these wins and hope that Chesham drop those points. But yeah, overall, a fantastic result and a fantastic game overall.
It's the unofficial Robins podcast. A very, very good evening to you, Steve. Before we start, I've got to say a big thank you to Mattitude. Dear Matt, who kindly sent in some of his thoughts from the game. So great to hear from him. What a game. Lots to talk about. Thank you for joining us, Steve.
Yeah. What a well worth long trip that yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh my goodness! Well, so we went on the coach, didn't we? And yes, it wasn't plain sailing, as it were, or plain coaching. it was
two coaches later and a bargain bucket, though. I was fine. I eventually got home just before 11.
Well, that's good. I mean, we did go and chant. KFC, we're coming to get you. But yeah, it did. We did partake in some chicken. So let's start with the very start. I mean, what a brilliant welcome we had at Dorchester, and a fantastic stadium, it's got to be said.
Oh, do you know what? I think it's one of the best stadiums I've seen at this level. So, we've only been at this level part of it, three quarters of a season. So, mm-hmm. I haven't seen too many, but it's up there with Murfers. Murfers was a lovely ground as well. But, you know, it was really nice, you know. Great views from all angles. I love it where you could be up high at both ends of the pitch, undercover as well. That was really good. And that stand on the, as you come in there, that giant stand, don't see too many of them at that level, do you?
No, you don't. It was fantastic to be up that high. Absolutely brilliant. And of course, all covered as well. So it really did make some noise for all the fans that that came all the way down to the south.
Yeah, we didn't have a bad following, did we? I think there was a good 40 of us, I think, in total. I think I saw somewhere, you know, for such a long journey. And I know there was sort of, 20 of us on the coach, but another sort of 20 or so fans that made their way down there as well. You know, that's not a short trip. So well done, you Robins fans.
Yeah, absolutely. It was brilliant. Really, really, really great. So let's start off. We came out of the blocks pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, look, first 15 minutes, I think, we played the ball well, controlled a lot of possession, looked our normal sharp selves, if I'm honest. I think, you know, Darryl was pulling all the strings in the middle of the midfield. We had Mikel Platt down the left-hand side and Gary down the right-hand side, causing a little bit of havoc for them. And, of course, Ben Harris's movement across the front line as well. So, you know, first 15 minutes, it looked very, very bright. And it wasn't a surprise, really, when, what was it? I think it was 27... I think it was a 27th minute,
Mikel on the 27th, yeah.
Mikel Platt sort of, you know, struck a ball hard and low into the bottom left-hand corner. Keeper got nowhere near it, and it wasn't a surprise to be 1-0 up. I think, you know, based on the first sort of 20 minutes or so, it could have been a couple more. But you know, it was a good start, and then somewhat of a surprise, I would say, for them to equalise. Very much against the run of play. I'm still not quite sure how they scored it. I think it was our goal kick up into their box. It was then headed back clear, but I think it was our player that cleared it out of their box. Mm. And then before you knew it, there was a back heel and literally their number 10 literally just ran through clear on goal. I think Ethan, who was meant to be holding that back line, was still playing fullback. The two centre-backs were up pitch somewhere, and they equalised to make it 1-1, literally within 2 or 3 minutes of a scoring. A very, very strange and sloppy goal for us.
Which is unusual, to be honest. It is unusual because our defence has been so strong this season, of course.
Yeah, no, it was a surprising goal. It was a surprising goal. We're usually better organised than that. But it didn't take long. What was it? Another 7 minutes. And Ben Harris decided to pretty much score. I think it was the same goal as Michael's, wasn't it? Slam into the bottom corner from just on the edge of the box, I think.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Brilliant. Brilliant goal, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was. And I think, you know, we then pretty much controlled that the rest of that second half. If not for a little bit of snatching of chances, we could have probably gone in another one or two up, I think, come half-time. But no, thoroughly deserved the half-time result of being 2-1 up.
And you know, I did notice as well, they had obviously the 3G pitch, and it was quite wet, wasn't it, on the pitch. Very fast play. Really did suit our style of football, I thought.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The ball bounces so very, very true. And you're right. The way it zips off the pitch, you know, with the pace that we're playing at, you know, it really does suit our style of play. So, no, it was a lovely pitch. And I think that little bit of rain that happened just before the kickoff helped it as well. But, a dominant first half. And I think you could hear it in our voices at halftime when we were mentioning it on the podcast, can't you?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I thought, right, okay, you know, if we carry on like that, yes, right, we have the goal. But I thought we were, if we carried on playing like that, then we were likely to be looking at another couple of goals, to be honest.
Yeah, so did I. But all respect to Dorchester. I think they brought on another midfielder, the guy that we called Voldemort.
Yes.
Which I'm not quite sure if that was very fair, but it was quite funny. So Voldemort came on, and I think that pretty much freed up their man of the match. I think it was their number 8, Jordan Ngalo, I think it was.
Yeah, it's not that one.
Who absolutely, you know, for the rest of that second, for the whole of that second half, pretty much bossed that midfield. We really struggled to lay a glove on him. We did have, you know, once again, quite a few chances that we should have, if we maybe hadn't snatched at, maybe just taken a little bit more time, a little bit, but could have scored. But all respect to them, Dorchester came out fighting in that second half. We didn't really get going. And their number 8, yeah, pretty much dominated the rest of the game, I think.
Yeah, he really, really did. And we were pretty lucky to hold on, really.
Absolutely. I think one of the things I would say, you know, I think that, you know, we've seen it a little bit in this last 3 or 4 games. There's no doubt at all that we've got, what's that? I think it's 5 wins in a row, I think it is. 5 wins on the trot in the league, which is great form. But I would say our finishing, you know, we're creating a lot more chances than we're burying. And that's going to come to haunt us one of these days. And I actually thought that Saturday could have been one of them. You know, we just seem to be snatching at chances, almost just trying to whack through the ball and not just taking our time. There's no composure when we get in front of goal. We're like scared chickens at times.
It felt that there was that one point where, you know, everyone was in the box and it was just all, yeah, it was all going off. Everyone was trying to kick the ball towards it one way or another.
Absolutely. I'll say it, you know, and I think we said it last season as well, you know, it's a fine art scoring. And at times it takes composure. You know, I've got a phenomenal amount of time for Joe Grant. It's not coming off for him at the moment. And I genuinely just think, he just needs to relax. I think he just needs to relax and just do what he does well. And, you know, he's got a good strike on him. Have confidence in it. You know, don't there's no need to rush it and snatch at it. And I would say that's what I saw a little bit of yesterday. And I think we were all a little bit nervous. And particularly in them last 4 or 5 minutes where I think they had one off the crossbar, didn't they?
They did, yeah. They did, yeah.
Clearance off the line as well. You know, they will probably feel a little bit aggrieved. They probably thought that they should have, they deserved a point out of that game. And I wouldn't make them wrong.
Yes, I agree with that. I think, you know, I think they absolutely will feel aggrieved, really, you know, their performance in the second half. And just going back to the point that you said there about the converting to the back of the net, particularly when we go and play the real top teams, your Western Supermare and Truro and such like, we are going to have to move to a more clinical level. I think we all felt that, really.
Yeah, no, agreed. Absolutely agree. But saying that, I think there was a few positives again. I really like Mikael Platt coming in off the wing. I think it looks like he won the Stobart Man of the Match award. So I think I saw that on Twitter.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he
deserved it as well. I think, you know, we saw real great moments in the game before when he switched to that wing. And I've got to say, some of his run, strength, the power, he scored a goal. Really impressed by his performance. Him on the way back on, just as we were waiting at the services, I said, whatever you do now, Mikael, stay fit.
Yeah. Because
what we've seen with Mikael, we've seen Mikael a few times, you know, we do think of him as one of our own as well, that he's had a few times in his career with us where he's started to show some moments of brilliance and then picked up an injury. So fingers crossed, he'll stay fit, he'll stay confident. And, you know, them goals will carry on flowing for him. I thought Darryl was immense again, saying that, you know, I think their number eight did boss him a little bit later on in the second half. But in the first half, we saw what he's all about. And Ben Harris, I think he's probably got a bit of work to do on his fitness. He doesn't usually last any more than sort of 70 minutes, does it, before he sort of comes off hobbling off. But when he's fully match fit, you know, you can see moments. He's got some class in his boots, that boy, isn't he?
He really has. He really has. And I mean, it's so entertaining to watch Bragg at the moment. Just a fantastic atmosphere whenever they play, but also just that team spirit. It's the first time for a long time that I've been on the team coach, and it was absolutely lovely to see them all together and just. Yeah, how great they all get along. It was really nice, actually.
And they do absolutely fight for each other. And I think, you know, you see it across our club. You know, you see it amongst our fans as well. You know, we've got one mission, which is to win games. And all of us put maximum effort in to try and make sure that we support the team, and they do their bit on the pitch to try and hit that aim. So, no, it was really positive, really positive. And, you know, what's that? That's five wins on the bounce.
Five wins on the bounce. And, of course, Tuesday is going to be at home against Hendon. Hendon on Tuesday evening. I won't be there, unfortunately, because I'm away with work. So I will be, I will need you to be taking over the
house. I'll try my best for you. Look, yes. Say we've got to be careful at Hendon, you know. I think once again their form belittles them a little bit. So they're down the bottom of the table. I don't think they've won in five, but they took Western Supermare very, very close on Saturday. I think it took Western Supermare to the 100th minute to win the game. I think it was 4-3, I think, in the end.
Yes, indeed.
So yeah. We've got to be really careful, and we've got to make sure that we come out, you know. I've still got their moments of that Yate game earlier on in the season where we threw points away, just almost just thinking we'd won it before we walked on the pitch. So we don't do that on Tuesday.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. And details for that game is on the Bracknell Town website, so do check that out. And follow us on all the socials. We've got an unofficial Robins Facebook page, so you're very welcome to join that. Even, you know, if you can't make it to the games or you're far away from Bracknell, that's absolutely fine, not a problem at all. And we will be with you next week, I dare say, for another unofficial Robins podcast. But kindly hit that like button, subscribe, and share to all your buddies. But until next time, it's ta-ta from him.
Night-night.
Ta-ta from me. Good night.